There we
Welcome
go.
to the hot seat.
I'm
This is
Blake.
Ryan.
This is Blake.
Okay, well, folks, we've got a Super Bowl. Yeah, let's just dive into that. What do you think will be, what are your results predictions for the Super Bowl?
I got Tom Brady in the Bucs
Beating the Chiefs.
Home the chip with a score of 28-24.
What do you think happens in said game?
I think it's going to be another Tom Brady fourth quarter 2 minute drill. Runs out the clock. They score. No time left. Game over.
I disagree. I've got the Chiefs by 16.
No, I am not making a bet with you.
All right. That's fair. I can respect that after last week. I'm outside right now. Definitely a little chilly. Okay, moving on to the Bills and the Packers. Those teams, just so close. Just one win away from being in the Super Bowl. What do the Green Bay Packers have to do to get there?
This is a tough, maybe get in the offseason, try to target one of those rookie tight ends. Better yet, just try to get a rookie tight end. Their tight ends right now are very slim. They have one all-star receiver and then two pretty decent ones. So I think if you get somebody to go along with Davante Adams, it
you
could
don't
be
think Tanyan's good enough?
No, I do not. I think it'll be smooth
sailing. I think they should re-sign Tanyan and target Allen Robinson because Aaron Jones will be leaving in free agency, and I think that's fine. You know, that's what you drafted A.J. Dillon for.
Just to clarify, it's Robert Tonyan.
Tonyan. It is Robert Tonyan. So, yeah. Where do you think Rodgers will be in fantasy next year? Still at the top?
That's a tough question because we look at whether or not Aaron Jones stays or leaves, whether or not they
He's
bring
gonna
in,
leave, most likely. There's like a 95% chance he leaves.
Whether or not they sign another stud. So I think it puts Rodgers in the 3-4 range.
I have a bold take. Rodgers will finish outside the top five in fantasy quarterbacks next year.
I mean, I could definitely see it happening. I
Let's just give you my reasoning. The all-star center, the number one center in the league, Corey Linsley, not re-signing. He's gone. Okay.
Personally, never mind. Sorry.
So there's that. I don't think they're going to do anything to their offense to make it any more special. People are going to have one more year of tape on Davante Adams. They're not going to have as good of a running back. Their offensive line is severely deteriorating. I mean, and Rodgers is getting older.
But he still got that chip on his shoulder of the Packers drafting Jordan Love. So that chip is definitely still there, proving he can still be a starting quarterback, not losing his job, staying there a couple years. I think he's trying to convince the Packers that they don't need Jordan Love. Whether or not he retires in the next couple of years, he's trying to convince them they don't need another quarterback.
All right, what about the Buffalo Bills? I'll give you my thoughts after you give yours.
I mean,
to beat the Chiefs, what do you have to do to beat the Chiefs? Is the question.
Honestly, you're going to hate me for this. Fans are going to probably hate me for this. But I'm not saying they need Aaron Jones. They need someone along the line of a good, decent running back. Because Josh Allen, personally, he's not good enough for a run game. I feel he's more of a pass player. So they just need a running back who is consistent, knows what they're doing, has a little experience along the way.
I agree. I don't know if Aaron Jones is the guy because of how much money he wants. That would basically be all the blow. A lot of people are saying Najee Harris in the draft. I could see it.
But that would
Personally,
mean three very young running
this
backs.
is what I'm saying. What's the point of just adding another young guy? Why not go out and add a veteran? But why not? You don't need to get the highest paid veteran out there. I think the key is to get some O-line help. Because remember Singletary in his first year when he had a good O-line? He was good. Imagine Moss with that O-line. He'll be fine. Just improve the O-line. Don't worry about the running back. With a good O-line, any running back is good.
All right.
On the defensive end, get some goddamn cornerbacks for the love of God.
What do you mean
And re-sign Matt
they
Milano.
got Pro Bowlers on that defensive squad?
I mean, Tre'Davious White is the only good cornerback, and he played like crap against Tyreek Hill.
That's true.
So definitely look into drafting a cornerback, signing a cornerback. Whatever you can do, get some cornerbacks in Buffalo.
Fair.
Okay, moving on to just a little quick preview of next Fantasy's Championship. I think what I'm going to do is, so if you haven't heard, I have a very good love of the DHgate website. If
Yes.
you haven't heard. So I think the winner gets an NBA jersey of their choice.
All right, along with that. Trophy. That trophy was pretty dope.
Probably, yes. Or maybe a ring.
I'm definitely not gonna win, so
All right.
19 fans, you gotta let me know if this team is good. I'm just gonna read you off my starting five when healthy. You have to let me know if this is good. Trae Young. CJ McCollum. Sorry, loading here. CJ McCollum, Kawhi Leonard, Porzingis, and at center position, we got James Wiseman. James Wiseman's just fine. I think that's a pretty good starting five, to be honest, in a 16-man league.
Mine goes a little bit like this jiggy. So I believe it goes. I'm just gonna try and name it off the top. Now I gotta look.
Chris Paul.
It goes Chris Paul. There's Anthony Davis and Brandon Ingram in the starting five, but I can't remember who the three and five. Can't talk. Let's see. We've got at point guard, Chris Paul. At shooting guard, yeah, shooting guard is my weakest. I have Seth Curry. And then Brandon Ingram, Anthony Davis, DeAndre Ayton. So definitely could make some improvements. I'm looking to make some trades here soon. Probably going to target maybe Julius Randle, maybe Giannis. I'm going for a big name.
And give up your worst player.
Probably Davis, give up AD.
Interesting. Honestly,
Unless I can negotiate a deal with someone else,
I'm
but
trying to
we'll see.
shop in a good center. My center is my weakest position.
Who is it?
Well, I got a couple. I got Robert Williams, James Wiseman, Bismack Biyombo. All cool.
I'll see what I can
All
do.
in this. In this. No, I'm good, man. I can
You don't want Aiden?
negotiate with myself. I mean, with my peers.
You don't want Aiden?
Because I don't want to have what happened.
No, I'm talking about me, off my team, off
Yes.
Aiden.
Let me listen. I'm trying to not have what happened in the fantasy football season happen in this NBA season. So I'm gonna
What
kind of
happened?
lay low. Teams got messed with, things got said. The whole sh
Which teams?
my team.
What
In
person did you end up
fantasy
with
football.
that? Yeah, which person did you lose permanently every time you
I
were
know,
given
but you
back?
think it was funny. Well, it wasn't very funny for me, so you gave everybody back eventually, but I
Yes.
didn't very I
After an hour or two, I would give all of his players back. Just had to toy with him a little bit, you
Wasn't
know.
very nice.
I'll give you that. it was not very nice, but at the same time, the reaction was too priceless. If I was to do it again, probably wouldn't do it. Yes, agreed. I'm thinking about doing a jersey collection video.
Yeah, I could see myself doing that.
See? Because I just got in my 3 new NBA ones, so that would make it very interesting. You know, not much. We're definitely, I did some research, and we're trying to cut down the podcast time because apparently people don't like listening to 50-minute, 40-minute episodes.
Of our personal lives?
No, not about that. People actually bring interest into people's personal lives and not so much the topic they want to talk about. But, yeah, just wanted to end it off with, I'm thinking about doing a day in the life tomorrow as a small TikToker.
Man, you want to end it off?
No, not right now.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, that was quick.
Oh, yeah. Thinking about doing a day in the life TikTok. Definitely going to be posting some TikToks tonight. Definitely give me some ideas because I'm not going to lie to you. I am running out of ideas. I mean, obviously, we always have a safe spot with the memes.
I found a bunch of internet memes, but when I put them on, they don't fit. So I'm...
Because you have to...
I know.
One day I'm going to have to show you. You have to cut... You use the other filter. Green screen is not the proper filter.
I know. It's the weird-looking square.
No, it's hard to explain. Anyway... But definitely thinking about doing maybe a little more of a day in the life type thing because I have a very interesting day planned for myself tomorrow.
Let's hear. So, it.
Okay, so scoop. Now that I've got back in, I've gotten into jump roping. I'm thinking, you know, get up around 6 sharp, you know, 6 to 6:30, just pound some jump rope as long as I can, just. That's what I'm doing right now during the show, just outside jump roping. Yeah, just pound some jump rope in the morning, you know, 6:30 to 6:45. Got to get that ab workout in, crispy clean. Yeah, trying to make them show a little more better at least. Then 6:45 to 7 o'clock, shower abruptly. 7 to 7:30, you know, good amount of time for breakfast, right? Now, 7:30 to 8 is where it. The stocks come in.
Oh.
I have to prepare for the day, stock-wise, money-wise, you know, trying to make that bank. Okay, then moving on to 8 school. O'clock. At 8 o'clock, you know, that's a little bit of a rest. A little bit of a rest till about 8:20. And from 8:20 to 8:30, some meditation, you know, get my mind right. Get me feeling right, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely got to do some early morning ball handling, 8:30 to 9. Got to work up a sweat. If you don't work up a sweat, stop.
You're not trying hard enough.
We got a balance ball.
You're not trying hard enough if you're not sweating.
Exactly. Have to work up a sweat. No option. After that, you know, relax a little bit. Maybe do some schoolwork. Maybe watch a YouTube video. You know, I have to schedule some relaxation time or else you'll never be able to do everything. But... We're right back on that grind at 10 o'clock. So we got this balance ball, and I'm working on my balance because I have terrible balance. And my jumping, because I'm going to do some box jumps, you know, try and jump a little higher. You know how it is. After that, back to schoolwork, back to chilling, and eat a good, solid foundation lunch. You know, eat a good lunch. I'm looking to finish up all my schoolwork, maybe do a little more trading and a treadmill run. Until practice time, that's what I have from like 12 to like 3 and get a good stretch in. Then, you know, basketball, 3:30 to 5-ish. Get home at 5-ish. Then after that, eat dinner, Jeopardy, hit a nice strength workout. After that, you know, get ready for the next day, hygiene up. But I've got a busy day. What about you? What is your schedule for tomorrow?
Wake up, schoolwork, lunch. More schoolwork. Bed.
Very blunt schedule.
Not
grinding tomorrow?
I don't know what I'm doing, though, until morning. Like, I don't set specific times for things that I do in the morning tomorrow.
Why not?
No, I'm like until the morning. Like, I don't know what I'm gonna do until the morning.
All right, that's fair.
Because
I'd like to plan it out so I can follow schedule, but I can see not wanting to
we
do
should
that.
join technology Zoom tomorrow just for fun.
I mean, we're done with tech, though.
Just for fun.
It's
I
Wednesday,
want to
though.
do like all my I want to do a video of all my sports stuff that
Your jerseys are just
have. No,
stuff.
jerseys and you've seen my room, right? Yes.
Yes.
All that stuff and then my case in the basement.
Yeah, I'm looking to do a jersey collection video. Definitely not a trading card video because those are a little too valuable. Little too.
Hang on. Don't even talk to me about trading card value. What's your most valuable card? Let's hear it.
Kevin Durant rookie card worth about $800.
So
What about you?
pretty. But Bo
Why?
Jackson, Bo
What's yours?
Jackson MLB rookie card worth 1.2K.
Why
Got it
not
for a
sell it?
dollar.
I highly doubt that it's worth 1 point. Send me a picture of it right now.
Let's take a little look up now, shall we? Let's see.
I'll look on eBay to
See
look up
that?
the exact model because if you got it for a dollar, A, is it in mint condition? That's question one.
Man, price value.
No, don't look up just value. You have to look up your exact
That's what I'm
card.
doing. Let's see. Oh,
Tops,
never mind.
1995, whatever it is. What?
I overestimated.
Why, how much is it?
300 to 400. Never mind. That's not my. Let's see. That's probably my most valuable, actually. But I have a lot of nice stuff. I have a lot of Michael Jordan cards, a lot of Larry Bird cards, George, John Stockton cards, Magic Johnson cards, Duncan Robinson cards.
Yeah, I've got all those cards, but they're not really too valuable unless you got them at a rookie value. And my biggest rookie cards are probably, let's think about this. Well, obviously the Kevin Durant. That was such a what a win. Adrian Peterson got his rookie, picked it up in a pack. Currently, I picked up a Jamal rookie, Jamal Murray. We'll see where that goes. Obviously got the Zion, the Kyler, got a Mahomes rookie, which could be huge. We'll see. I don't have a Brady rookie. I wish I had a Tom Brady rookie. I do not. But I like my jersey collection better just because jerseys are more
I
fun.
think stuff you put on your wall is more fun. Especially,
What stuff do you have
you've
on your
seen my
wall?
room, Ryan. You know what
I
stuff I
forgot.
have on my wall.
Oh, your one Curry picture?
Oh, you haven't seen my room long enough, then.
Why? What is
We
it?
got a Jordan poster, Curry poster, Michael Jordan, Air 23 Jordan, very, very small jersey. We got Curry Fathead, Warriors pennant, Seahawks sign made out of old license plates, Russell Wilson Fathead, Seahawks calendar, Seattle pajamas, North Carolina pajamas, Seattle
So to
masks, for God's
clarify,
sake.
so are you looking to get more of this stuff or you're just
Oh,
happy how it is?
easily looking to get more of this stuff.
What's your top targeted next item?
I already have Steph Curry rookie card. I have a Russell Wilson rookie card. I'm looking for a Curry one, but those are jacked up.
Yeah. How about like memorabilia wise, not
Curry
card wise?
bobblehead.
So you're looking just to pick up a lot of Curry stuff. All right, that's fair enough. Who knows? Got a birthday. You've got China right on my
I'm
back finger. You know how it
working
is.
at Pinnacle when I turn 14 to make a big bucks
Well, how can you work
for
there when you turn
12.50 an
14?
hour.
No,
It's
it's
14.
16. Are you
My brother
100%
works there.
sure?
He said someone who's 14 works there. So,
Probably with connections.
no, I highly doubt that. But
I'm gonna look
we'll see
into
where it
that.
takes me.
Because I would, that would be a great, I would be happy to do that.
You want, so you'd be happy picking up trash, folding towels, setting up nets, washing
for
off
money, I mean.
basketballs with hand sanitizer.
You should see what I do for my neighbor and how much they pay me. They pay me $5 an hour. $12.50 would be a huge
That's
improvement.
It?
Yeah, they pay me $5 an hour to shovel snow for an hour straight. I shovel snow, and then they give me a $5 bill and a pat on the back.
$5.
Yep, I make $5 an hour over there. Yeah, it's not a good gig.
How long is this?
I'm not gonna lie. I mean, I have to shovel their. They have a wheelchair ramp, though. That's what takes me the most time. They have the super long wheelchair ramp.
You know, they have a house at the end of my. Like right before the tunnel, part of my house chain. Yeah, I shovel that driveway. Just $15 laid out there. No amount of time needed. Just $15 straight out there.
What? That's nice. Definitely looking to get a gig this summer to make some dough. What about you? Looking to get any gigs
Garden
together?
Business, bakery business. Helping my neighbors with stuff. I got a lot going on this one. What'd you say?
All right. Bakery.
I make tons of food, my guy. You don't even know.
And you're gonna start selling it?
Put some of that hard work to good use. If it doesn't sell, I'll just eat it myself. So it's a win-win.
It is a win-win. The only way I'm making money right now, as of currently. Obviously, a little bit of parent money coming in through the pockets for my seven chores. Then,
oh my god,
got some in the stocks. You know how it is. GameStop to the moon, baby. Come on now.
How much money you got in total? Like bank account counting, wallet counting. If you have a,
is this including
everything?
The money that my parents have saved for me, or just
my
own personal
money?
Money that I've made.
That you have.
That I have on me or in the bank?
On you and in the bank.
On me, I carry about $400 at home, you know, just to be safe. Carry about around $300 in the stock account. Looking to grow that, though. We could turn that into $5,000 easy. My checkings account is like $20. My savings account. This is the big amount right here. Not really, actually. It's not that impressive. It's like two to four grand, somewhere in there.
Okay.
I forgot. I'll look soon. What about
you? I carry
you?
About $300 in my wallet, excluding gift cards. $50 behind my phone,
same.
Which I probably shouldn't have said on
nice.
Air. About $2,600 in my bank account. $300 on my chore tab, and about
nice.
$20 I keep in my socks.
Nice. How did you acquire all your $2,600? Is that just from birthdays and whatnot, right?
Birthdays, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, that's the same as me. Birthdays, holidays.
I'm looking to go splurging. Just buy some.
Where are you looking to go?
That's a good question. I don't know yet.
You don't have any items you're targeting?
I don't need any jerseys. You've seen my collection.
Yeah, you're pretty good on. I mean, you can always have more jerseys.
I'm looking to buy a Steph Curry rookie card, which is worth about $616,000.
No way. You could get one way cheaper. I might even have a Steph Curry rookie card.
See,
I have a couple of
his
cards.
You can have so many good player cards without even knowing. Oh, that one's signed. That's why.
Yeah, I used to be so big into trading. As a kid, I'd have like 7 shoe boxes, 4 binders.
That's it. I'd have like 10 shoe boxes, 7 binders, and all. Bro,
7 binders.
Third grade, me and I don't know if I should say the name on air.
Just say their last name.
Me and Burgess. Third grade recess, man. We made deals, my guy. Like, deals. We were dealing. It was crazy.
That's tough crazy. Right there, you know. I never got big into the – just every single year I got the – if you know this, the Topps box where it's every NFL player, it's like a 700-card box. I got that every year.
How much money is one of those?
Until like
– How much money is one of those boxes?
Like 50, no, 40 not bucks, not that much.
I might have to buy a couple.
Yeah, I recommend. So not looking to cop anything at the moment.
No, just kind of letting the bank grow, see where it takes me.
Grow? How's it growing?
Making money.
Oh, I say you should get into the stocks. First, you got to learn about it, though. Then you can make...
He's serious also bank. Serious bank, though, so... Well, we'll see.
Talk to your dad about it. I bet your dad has a good amount invested in the stock.
I don't have a stock yet.
No, I bet your dad does, not you.
Yeah. All right, that's enough about our personal lives. Anything you'd like to talk about, or we can end this bad boy?
I mean, to be honest... Let's just go through each league. In the NBA, there hasn't really, I mean, it's just normal games. Nothing's really changed. In the NFL, we talked about the Super Bowl. For baseball, that's nothing. Hockey's just starting. I don't know. To be honest, there's just not a lot of news.
That is true.